Proclamation number 0815 of 18th of March, 1939. Explanation to Book 17 No. 0814. Effects of strife for the soul. People demand justice and don't have the right standard for their own actions. And if every person were willing to take the feeling of justice into account, all disputes and quarrels would soon be resolved. But people often consider themselves more entitled to demand consideration for themselves but to deny it to their fellow human beings. And thus the latter provokes their fellow human beings' displeasure and peace is considerably disturbed. And this results in people becoming hostile towards each other again. That they reduce the love within themselves and build a wall between themselves, and such a state will never contribute to the soul's advancement. Rather, it will be forced into a kind of standstill. It will lose itself in thoughts which are completely useless and worthless, and thus deprive the soul of precious time of work which would be conducive to its advancement. When you humans thus consider the effect of an argument, it will have to be your serious endeavor to avoid all such hostilities and rather take an injustice upon yourselves than cause far greater harm to this soul by endeavoring to settle a dispute. You use your willpower on completely unimportant questions and their solution and don't consider that you don't derive the slightest advantage for the soul from a favorable outcome of an argument either. And this should always prevent you from debating useless matters. After all, they only cause harmful effects for the soul. To leave all rules of such questions to God is far more reasonable and leads to far greater success. And now listen to the voice of the heart and take up a closer explanation about the communication incomprehensible to you, which concerns the mental influencing of the banished spiritual in creation. As it is obvious and understandable to you, the creation, i.e., everything visible to you, nevertheless only serves the purpose of granting state of the spiritual, and thus everything is spiritually enlivened. This applies to everything that is visible to you. So now the spirit bearer is exposed to the human will to shape. Thus all matter, which so to speak serves the human being again as material to be reshaped in his hand. The human being for his part now has the possibility to also influence the spiritual power, which is inherent in matter. And he can so to speak influence this spiritual power so that it can finish its course of development more quickly and leave this very form. Hence it must be the human being's endeavor to recognize the banished spiritual in all matter, to assist this spiritual and, if possible, to ensure that a permanent change and utilization of matter releases all spiritual within it. That the human being, as it were, contributes to shortening the lifespan of matter in unchanged form. That he must realize that nothing in the universe retains its form for a long time and that a constant change of external form helps the spiritual entity to ascend. Anyone who looks at everything in this sense and is willing to help by seeing shells of spiritual substance in all works of creation and is therefore active himself in order to permanently reshape these shells, and this in full awareness of assisting the spiritual entities, his task is only thereby properly fulfilled. After all, he is not only active for himself and his spiritual well-being but at the same time for the helpless entities which are not yet able to liberate themselves consciously, whose path is then considerably shortened. For if the human being believes that all creation is and remains a spirit bearer, he will also be aware of the fact that he, as a likewise spirit bearer, must find a connection with the spiritual entity by subjecting the external form to frequent change, and that everything which comes into being under the human being's hands is, as it were, always permitted by God's will to form a new external form which is again entitled to receive the spiritual substance within itself. Only the will of man is needed for this. And only the belief that all creation is spiritually enlivened, as well as all striving for love which is meant for the release of spiritual substance, is an auxiliary factor for these beings which cannot be valued highly enough. And every work you tackle in this awareness will also carry God's blessing within it. For all his spiritual co-workers are active for the being's redemption, both on earth as well as in the beyond. Amen.